Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
In Missouri, a pledge dad is sentenced to jail after forcing a pledge to drink until he suffered brain damage. In California, a serial slingshotter is arrested for terrorizing his neighborhood for over 10 years, and in Ohio, a mom is sentenced in the death of her 4-year-old daughter who was fed Mountain Dew in a bottle. These stories and more coming at you today, Wednesday, May 29th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman. Woody Everton will not be with us today. He is sick. Hopefully, he'll be back with us real soon, but we're going to jump right in to Crime Time for Wednesday, May 29th of 2024. And we're going to start off in Missouri. And a former member of a University of Missouri fraternity referred to in court documents as a pledge dad has been sentenced to 6 months in prison over a 2021 hazing incident that left another student with brain damage. Ryan Delantney was handcuffed at the Boone County Courthouse this on Friday, May 24th, and taken away to jail following that sentence. Delantney had previously pled guilty on May 10th to 1 count of misdemeanor hazing and 1 count of serving alcohol to a minor in the case surrounding Phi Gamma Delta fraternity pledge Danny Santulli. On October 20th of 2021, Santulli, then 19, was hospitalized after being hazed at the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity's pledge father reveal. Santulli's blood alcohol level at the time reached 0.486. Shit. Y'all, that is over 6 times the legal limit to operate a vehicle. That is near death. And we're going to get into that. But a blood alcohol of 0.486, I don't even know if I've ever heard of that. The incident left Santulli blind and also brain damaged without the ability to speak, walk, or respond. In June of 2022, Delantney and Thomas Andrew Schultz, both former Phi Gamma Delta members, were indicted by a Missouri grand jury on felony hazing charges following their involvement in that incident. They also faced misdemeanor counts of supplying liquor to a minor or intoxicated person. Delantney and Schultz were seen in security camera footage forcing Santulli to consume alcohol. Schultz pled guilty in April of 2023 to a misdemeanor count of supplying alcohol to a minor or intoxicated person, and he was given a sentence that was suspended of 1 year in jail. It was suspended, though. He didn't spend any time actually in jail. Now, following that hazing incident, the University of Missouri in May of 2022 said it was shutting down Phi Gamma Delta fraternity and 13 students were disciplined. Santulli's family filed a civil lawsuit against the fraternity and 23 members, and that civil lawsuit was settled in 2022. Stephanie Fortas, Delaney's attorney, said of his client's May 10th plea deal that Ryan understands the gravity of the situation and he's pleased to reach a resolution that avoided trial. Santulli's family members were present at Delaney's sentencing hearing on May 24th, with Santulli's father saying, in the end, nobody had each other's back, and that's what a fraternity is supposed to do. Santulli's mother, Mary, also said at the hearing that while her job as her son's full-time caregiver has been rewarding, it's not one I ever imagined myself having. You're going to force someone to drink to the point that they're at a 0.486 alcohol level to pledge for a fraternity. Dumb. All right, we're going to go to Ohio, and a woman in Ohio has been sentenced to at least 9 years in prison after her four-year-old died from severe malnutrition. Her daughter's teeth were rotten from a diet of mostly Mountain Dew. Tamara Banks, 41, of Clearmont County, was sentenced on Friday, May 24th, after she pled guilty in March to involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors said the child died in January of 2022 after being neglected and abused by her parents, and that she experienced diabetes-related complications after being fed Mountain Dew through a baby bottle. The girl's teeth had rotted out, and she had almost none left. Banks would sometimes mix baby formula with the soda and feed her daughter through a bottle long after she had been weaned off of it. Prosecutors also said that investigators could not find any evidence that the girl had ever been to a dentist. Christopher Hobb, the girl's father, was also charged in her death and is set to be sentenced on June 11th. Banks and Hobb were indicted for murder, involuntary manslaughter, and two counts of endangering a child. And the judge previously dismissed the murder and child endangerment charges. Prosecutors added that the girl had been suffering from diabetes that was left undiagnosed and untreated for a long period of time. Her cause of death was diabetic ketoacidosis, which, according to the Mayo Clinic, is a serious complication of diabetes that occurs when the ketones build up in the bloodstream. Hobb and Banks found their daughter unresponsive on January 21st, 2022, and called 911. She was taken to Cincinnati's Children's Hospital, where she was eventually declared brain dead and later taken off life support. She died 4 days later. Attorneys argued that the girl's death could have been prevented if her parents had treated her diabetes. Prosecutors also said the Banks had older children who suffered similar incidents in her care, including her son who fell into a coma at age 4 from undiagnosed diabetes. The outlet added that prosecutors said that Banks' son was neglected even after waking up from the coma and missed follow-up appointments with doctors. Banks previously told a judge that she thought she was taking care of her daughter to the best of her ability. Oh my gosh. Under Ohio law, Banks could serve as much as 13 and a half years in the Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections. The judge decided to extend her sentence based on behavior while jailed. So she must have been acting like a fool even when she was in jail. But what the hell is going on with some of these parents? Not only feeding your daughter Mountain Dew through a bottle, you're not even taking her to the dentist. You're missing appointments. Her son comes out of a coma after age 4 that he's into because of diabetes, and you're skipping follow-up appointments. A 4-year-old can't drive themselves to the doctor. All right, we're going to go to California. And an elderly man was forced to hang up his unusual weapon after a decade of terrorizing his neighborhood with a slingshot. Police announced the arrest of an 81-year-old by the name of Prince Raymond King of Azusa, California. What a name. On May 23rd, the police department dubbed him a serial slingshot shooter. King used ball bearings and a slingshot to damage property and almost hit people in his neighborhood for around a decade. That's right, 10 years he's been doing this. DEU conducted a lengthy investigation and learned that during the course of 9 to 10 years, dozens of citizens were being victimized by a serial slingshotter. And let me remind y'all, he's 81. He's an elderly man. You may think this is a 14-year-old shooting Coke cans in the backyard. That's not what this is. So the police noted that the previously unknown suspect broke windows, windshields, and almost struck people with ball bearings. Footage of the vandalized area showed windows with varying levels of damage, some with BB gun pellet-sized holes, while others were entirely shattered. Throughout the decade of vandalism, no injuries were reported. That from Lieutenant Jake Bushy of the Azusa Police Department. Bushy also said that law enforcement officials had been investigating the serial slingshot shooter since his very first attack, but were not able to identify him until now. It's been ongoing for many years, the police lieutenant said, because we didn't identify who the suspect was. And after a decade of property damage via slingshot, the department carried out a search warrant in King's neighborhood earlier this month. Now, during a search of his residence, investigators found an unspecified number of ball bearings and a slingshot. The smoking gun, if you will. King was arrested and booked into jail several hours later, and he's currently being held in the Men's Central Jail in L.A. on a no bail order. How about that? 81 years old out there shooting a slingshot. Jeez, man. I'm all for, like, you know, living like you're young again, but I don't know if that's the way I'd want to do it. So he's landed his 81-year-old ass in jail. We're going to stay in California, and we're going to tell you about a plumber that poisoned a client with fentanyl to steal his money. This 38-year-old plumber faces 33 felony charges and over 100 special allegations after killing another plumber, fatally poisoning an elderly client for financial gain, and then robbing a convenience store. Rothery Foster, in January of 2023, committed the alleged murder of Jose Velasquez. Velasquez was reported missing in July of 2022, and hikers found his remains in the Santa Monica Mountains several months later. The LA County Coroner's Office determined he had died of multiple gunshot wounds. Eric Nasarsko said Velasquez and Foster both worked as plumbers and they knew each other. So, police further investigated, and the investigation revealed that Foster violently and forcefully stole Velasquez's ATM passwords and checks, and he used them for gas, cash, clothing, and food. Authorities even obtained cell phone records and forensic evidence from Foster's van, leading to his initial arrest on those charges of first-degree murder, 8 counts of identity theft, 2 counts of forgery, and being a convicted felon in charge of a firearm. After subpoenaing the defendant's bank records, investigators reportedly found suspicious transactions that led to the discovery of additional crimes and victims. Investigators believe Foster used his plumbing trade to identify potential targets for his crime. Now, money from one victim, 72-year-old Bill Levy, had reportedly been transferred into Foster's account in January of 2022, including a check worth thousands of dollars. Levy died on January 10th of 2022 of natural causes, But investigators recently determined that Levy actually died from intentional fentanyl poisoning. The day after Levy's death, the suspicious transactions reportedly began, and officials discovered Foster had performed plumbing work for Levy at his Granada Hills home. Authorities arrested Foster on May 20th on suspicion of Levy's murder, and the police say that Foster faces additional charges and special allegations, including first-degree murder, murder in the commission of a burglary, and a slew of other charges. Foster is also accused of financial fraud against a client in Woodland Hills in December of 2021, and he even faces charges of armed robbery at a convenience store in Fillmore, California. So he's in the Ventura County Jail and scheduled to appear in court on June 6th. Some people just don't need to be walking free. This guy would be an absolute perfect example of that.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
And I'm going to give you some quick breaking news here. This actually just broke about an hour ago, and it's out of Louisiana. And we're going to talk about this for a second. So a woman has been shot multiple times after confronting a suspected car burglar. This woman's in the hospital after being shot while reportedly trying to stop someone from breaking into cars in her neighborhood. The shooting happened in the early hours of Tuesday, May 28th in Zachary, Louisiana. And according to Chief Daryl Lawrence, it's believed she was trying to stop someone who was checking car doors. The chief says they do not have anyone in custody at this time, and this is really a breaking and ongoing investigation. But let's talk about this for a second, because I told you yesterday on Real Life Real Crime Daily about an incident where a gentleman had five children and someone was trying to steal his cars. He had a Maserati and a Range Rover. They were breaking into them, and they were actually attempting to steal the cars. he went out there with a gun. It turned into a gunfight. And fortunately, he was not shot, but he was shot at and he returned fire. Okay. Here's the thing in this incident. You have to be real careful and you have to assume that these people doing this are armed. Probably 90% of the time, they're armed. They've got a gun. And if you're going to go out there and you're going to confront them, and I'm not saying that's the thing to do. Look, anybody in law enforcement would tell you, unless they come in your home, your life's not worth it. I'm not going to argue with that, but I'm also not going to say, I can tell you if you're pulling on car doors around my house, I'm likely going to go out there, but I can promise you I'm going to be armed if I do. And I'm going to assume you're armed as well. All the details are not out there, but I'm assuming this woman was not armed. Probably went out there, what the hell are you doing? Pulling on car doors, and this guy turned around, shot, and killed her. And whatever they were doing or trying to steal out of her car, absolutely not worth her life. Just not worth it. And those kind of things are probably going to happen more often than not if you confront these people and you're not armed. And you may get in a shootout if you're armed. So if you go out there and you confront them, and I'm not telling you to do that, arm yourself first. There's no indications, according to the article I just read by WAFB, that she was armed. So I'll keep you posted on that, but that's breaking news. This just occurred in the early morning hours of today. My thoughts and prayers go out to this woman and her family. Sad situation. So we're going to move on to a segment, and we're going to give you the according to the affidavit segment for today. This one is absolutely crazy when I read it to you. And this is from Melissa Fitzgerald. It's the incident report. And she is actually an officer with animal control. And she says, I, an animal control officer Platko, were at the Otsego County Animal Shelter when dispatch came across the radio looking for law units to assist EMS with a dog attack. I heard the call and I asked Central Dispatch if they needed us to respond, and they said yes. Myself and another animal control officer were en route with lights and sirens. Central Dispatch stated the victim was in the bedroom and the dog was wandering around the house. Upon arrival, EMS was staged until we could get the dog contained. And that's common, y'all. They don't allow EMS to go in, whether it's a scene where there was a dog attack or a crime scene where there was a murder or anything like that, EMS has to hang back until they're released to go in. So as we approached the front door, both of us with catch poles, the dog was in the picture window. The dog was observed to be a black and tan Rottweiler. My colleague opened the door and the dog was to the left, straddling the couch and a table. The dog was subdued, not barking or growling. We went in, and I noticed a lot of blood on the carpet and in the living room. My partner walked toward the dog, and the dog jumped off the couch and moved toward the kitchen area. The dog put himself on the outside west wall of the house in the kitchen behind the kitchen table, and at no time did the dog act aggressive or bark at us. At this time, I asked my partner if he had the dog secure enough so I could contact the victim and get her out. He stated he did. I went down the hallway, noticing an immense amount of blood on the floor and walls. I announced myself and heard the victim yell from the bedroom. I opened the door and witnessed a victim laying face up on the bed, covered in blood. The room was semi-dark, but I could also see an extreme amount of blood on the bed and walls and floor. The victim said she could not get up. I went back out to the kitchen and again asked my colleague if the dog was secure enough that EMS could come in, knowing that they needed to get to the victim quickly. He again stated yes. I radioed Central Dispatch and told them to send EMS in quickly. The EMTs entered and I showed them where the victim was. They started to tend to the victim's wounds. I went back out into the kitchen with my partner. We came up with a plan on how to catch pole the dog and get him out of the house. And y'all, a catch pole is just like what you see on TV. It's a long pole with like a ring on the end, and it's almost like a noose deal, and they put it around the animal and then they pull it tight and they're able to control the animal, almost like a leash with a pole on the end. So her partner reached across the kitchen table and slid the catch pole over the dog's head. The dog started fighting the catch pole. I opened the side door in the garage and opened the garage door and went to the truck to get the dog kennel on the ground. My partner steered the dog on the catch pole out behind me. Once in the front yard, the dog was put in the kennel and both of us lifted the kennel into the truck. We then went back into the house. I began to take pictures of the scene, and when EMTs asked for assistance to carry the victim to the gurney that was outside at the bottom of the front porch, and then in parentheses, she put it was too big to get into the home and to the bedroom, we got the victim out and back into the EMS rig. EMS personnel on the scene had already requested North Flight to fly the victim to the hospital. So this lady is so messed up that they literally had to fly her to the hospital. While EMTs were getting the victim prepared to transport to the airport, the victim asked me to call her father. She gave me his phone number, and I used my partner's phone to call him. My partner transported the dog to the animal shelter, and I stayed with EMS and followed them to the airport. When en route, the victim's father called, and I gave him a brief summary. He stated he was in Gaylord at the Secretary of State. I told him to please drive safely to the airport as we were awaiting the arrival of a helicopter. When he arrived, he was not able to get in to talk to his daughter for a couple of minutes. He told me that his daughter was, get this, here's where it gets crazy. He told me that his daughter was going through a bad divorce and the dog was very stressed. He stated that he had bought the dog some gummies. Once he was able to see... Y'all, it's not funny, but it is. Once he was able to see his daughter in the back of the ambulance, she stated that she had given the dog a gummy this morning and the dog came to the bathroom when she was on the toilet and ripped her off the toilet seat. She continued stating that she fought with him for about an hour before being able to lock herself in the bedroom and leave the dog running around the house. The victim was loaded into the helicopter and her dad got in his car and both of them headed to the hospital. Once I arrived back at the OCAS, the animal shelter, I received a call from the victim's estranged husband. He had heard about the incident and wanted to know what happened and how his estranged wife was. I informed him the dog had attacked her and she was not in good shape and being airlifted to the hospital. I asked him some questions about the dog, and there was no dog license at the house or under the family name. He stated the dog's name was Blau, B-L-A-U, or Blow, and he was approximately 3 years old. Blow had his vaccinations. He then asked what was going to happen to Blow. I informed him the dog was being quarantined at the animal shelter for the next 10 days. After that, it was my hope that he and his estranged wife would make the right decision about the dog's fate. He stated that as far as he was concerned, the dog needed to be put down. I told him I would be in touch. At approximately 2 hours later, I was contacted by an EMT. He stated there was something left at the house. I told him I would meet him there as I need to look and see if I could find the gummies. We did find the gummies eventually. A little while later, I received a phone call from the victim's sister. She stated she had talked to the brother-in-law from the victim, and he wanted to come get the dog and kill it. I reassured her the dog was going nowhere for at least 10 days. I also asked her to keep me advised on her sister's condition. She stated her sister had just went into surgery. On the way back to the shelter, I contacted the vet, and they sent me the dog's records. And at the end of the day, poor Blue or Blau or however you say his name was euthanized over this situation that was caused, and you can't make this shit up, by gummies. They gave the dog gummies. Blew my mind. So that's it for today. Can't make that up. And the lady ended up being okay. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting us. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Everton. We're your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.